With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Latin Connection, Billboard's podcast of all things Latin. This is Leila Cobo.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Today's show is dedicated to the memory of Jenny Rivera, who died December 9th, 2012. We'll speak with her sister, Rosy Rivera, who runs Jenny Rivera Enterprises and who has kept her legacy alive and very well for the past 5 years. But before we speak with Rosy, a little on Jenny Rivera's last day. On December 9th, 2012, Jenny Rivera performed a sold-out show for 16,000 people at the Arena Monterrey in Monterrey, Mexico. She gave a press conference and said how happy she was. Her words were, "Soy muy feliz. Las veces que me han empujado son las veces que me han levantado. I'm very happy. The times I've been pushed are the times I've gotten up." She was supposed to stay and watch Banda M40 perform, but instead she decided to get on a private plane and fly back to Mexico City, where she was needed to shoot The Voice Mexico early the next morning in the studios of Televisa. Jenny Rivera got on a private Learjet that would take her to Mexico City, along with her publicist Arturo Rivera, her stylist Jorge Sanchez, her makeup artist Jacobo Llenares, and her attorney Mario Macias. The plane took off at 3:16 in the morning. 5 minutes later, it crashed, killing everybody on board. Jenny Rivera died at the cusp of her career. She hosted a successful radio show. She was the star of her own reality show, I Love Jenny, and she had just signed a deal to star in her own comedy series on mainstream television. She had had 10 top 10 songs on Billboard's regional Mexican airplay chart, including a number one. She had 8 top 10 entries on the regional Mexican album chart, including 4 number one albums. She had 7 top 10 hits on the top Latin albums chart and 1 top 10 hit on the hot Latin songs chart. She was unequivocally the most successful female performer in regional Mexican music. 5 years later, Jenny Rivera's legacy and music remains strong, thanks in no small part to her sister, Rosy Rivera, who runs her Jenny Rivera Enterprises. We spoke with Rosy on the 5th anniversary of Jenny's death.
You know, the big reason why we still talk about Jenny is because you've really kept this legacy alive. Entonces, it's true, Rosy, and you've done a really amazing job. Entonces, te quería preguntar, like, looking back, did you ever even imagine that you would be in a role like this?
No, never. I didn't plan for this, and I definitely didn't know that I had the capability to do this. And I don't want to say it's me on my own. My brother Juan has done an amazing job. I don't think JRE could do it without him. He is the producer of Jenny's music now, and there are albums that no one has heard yet that he found. So
really?
I don't want to discredit my brother at all, but me, I never ever imagined even being in the music industry, much less being the president or CEO of any company. It just wasn't in my plans, and I didn't even know I was capable.
So in a way, Jenny's death allowed you, I mean, you were always so close, but it has allowed you to, what do you think, to become your true self in a way?
Yes, I think so. I think she has always pushed me to grow. I mean, I was 7 years old and she was taking me to Long Beach City College, telling me that I was going to be great one day and that I was going to be the first to graduate college in my family. She was very prophetic about my life, and she told me I would be on TV. And now I see that everything that she prophesied, for lack of a better term, has come true. And I believe I would have become it anyway. I don't want to say it was her death, because that just hurts me to the core.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know, in essence, that it was Jenny. That if she had to leave us, or if she would have stayed until she was 80 with me, I know that Jenny would have been the one that pushed me or catapulted me into becoming who I was meant to be.
And Rosie, of all the things now getting like more businessy, when you took over Jenny's affairs, were you familiar with what she did? Had you worked? I know that you guys were very close, but had you worked with her in a business capacity before?
Not in a business capacity. We worked on the radio show for about a year. And that was a blessing business-wise, because I got to hear more of the conversations. Her manager would go, her booking agents, her reality show. So I overheard conversations just by spending time with her. But Jenny and I decided, gosh, years ago, that I was just going to be her sister. And we were both so comfortable with that decision. She had enough business people. She had many associates in the business, and she only had one sister, and she had very, very few friends. So I wanted to be that sister that was a friend. So purposefully, we only spoke about boys and kids and girl stuff, and I truly enjoyed our relationship. I think it became very rich. But knowing that she was going to leave me in this position, I wish that I had at least written some things down. I wish we had at least one conversation of, sister, if I ever die, please do this. Because she let me know that I would be her trustee.
Oh, she did let you know that.
She let me know in July. When she was writing up the will, when they were talking about the will and she was meeting her attorney, she asked me. But it was literally, Layla, a two-minute conversation. Hey, sister, we were at the radio station. Hey, sister, if I write a will, would you be my trustee? And I said, sure. And that's all it was. And then when they were finalizing it, right before she was about to sign, this is 2 or 3 weeks later, hey, sister, I was serious about the trustee thing, eh? And I'm like, and I looked at her finally, like, okay, she's serious about something. I la vi y le dije, okay, I'm serious, sister, I'll do it for you, but you're going to be like 80 years old, so what am I going to be the trustee of, you know? Like, no big deal, it's not, you're not going to die, you know? And she says, I know, I just want to make sure you know that you mean it when you said yes. And I said, yes, sister, I mean it. And that was it. And we never spoke about it again until October, when she was upset at Chickies. In October, she decided to change the guardianship, because I was always put as trustee and JRE president. That was always on her mind. But, you know, just to be 1,000% honest, I was not the guardian. It was Chickies, then Jackie, as being guardians. And when Jenny got upset with Chickies, she removed the guardian piece.
Oh.
And she put me instead. So she asked me again, and she let me know she was making this change. And I said, sister, estás enojada, and then later you're going to change your mind, okay? You know Chickies has always helped you raise them, and you're just going to change your mind, and it's going to cost you a couple thousand dollars to change your will. Why not just wait? Wait till you guys talk it out. Pero Jenny, cuando se enojaba, like all us Riveras, we're impulsive. So she said, I'm going to change it anyway. And her attorney actually had her think about it for 2 weeks. And even then, she decided to change me as to be the guardian, and then Jackie. But I also want to mention that Chiquis was number two to be in charge of JRE. I want to give Chiquis that credit.
To be in charge of Jerry?
Of JRE, of Jenny Rivera Enterprises.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because when you make a will in todo, you put the first person, and then you put a second option in case the person is not capable, mm-hmm. don't want to. So if I would have denied being president of JRE, of Jenny Rivera Enterprises, Chiquis could have taken the spot mm-hmm. before Jenny amended the will. But she amended the will in October, and I sincerely believe in my heart that she would have reversed it. I know my sister. We're very impulsive, yeah. but just as impulsive as we are, we ask for forgiveness, and then we try to mend our mistakes. So I believe Jenny would have given the guardianship back to Chiquis, and that's why I did it.
Mm-hmm. But she never took her from being number two of JRE anyway.
She did.
Oh, she did.
That also. Yes.
Ah, hizo todo. Se emputó y dijo, quito todo.
That's a Rivera for you. I mean, I think we get it from my dad, pero I'm trying to change that. I'm 36. I don't want to make the same mistakes. I'm choosing to learn from my sister's mistake. Pero así es. Y todo el mundo que conoce a Jenny y a los Rivera sabe que así somos. O éramos, porque we were trying to change. She did do that.
I know, but Rosie, that's part of the appeal, you know.
And it makes us interesting. I mean,
yes.
it's the reason we have reality shows and we're in the media is because it's our quirks, you know, our imperfections. So we've accepted it, pero a la misma vez, el de verdad creo que being in the fifth year and ya va a ser el quinto año, thank God Chiquis, I think, has also come to peace with the fact that she knew her mother made a mistake and would have reversed it by now. And a lot of her fans get mad when I say that, when I say Jenny made a mistake. They get very mad. Believe me, it took me a year to be able to say it because it feels weird to talk about someone when they're not here and talk about their faults. But Jenny was always so open about her defects and imperfections. And if we're going to make her legacy, even in business, we have to continue that. It honors her to be upfront, raw, and honest about everything that Jenny was.
Yeah. Wow. Óyeme, Rosy, y de todo lo que te ha tocado hacer con el estate de Jenny, beyond the kids, beyond your nieces and nephews, what has been like the hardest part in terms of the business? The TV, the music, the concerts? Like, is there anything that you really took you by surprise that you thought, oh my God, I had no idea this was so freaking hard?
The media.
Really?
The media and dealing with the fans. I don't know how to say it lightly. I love her fans, and this legacy is not possible without them. And I even appreciate the media. Now that in year five, digo, pues gracias a Dios por los medios, right? When I didn't understand fully the media. Pero if I could remove anything and continue to be Jenny Rivera Enterprises president, I would remove having to deal with the media and getting the story 100% right. I believe it's that percentage of the story that's never correct that taints the whole thing for me. I am a very black and white person. I'm like, the truth is the truth, and if you mix any truth with the lie, you lose it all. Like, mm-hmm. It's all dirt. So that, in my personality, I have a lawyer's mentality. I was going to be an attorney. So it's very difficult for Rosie, the person, to continuously see interviews, media, construed with a little bit of a lie. Or not, I don't believe the media tries to lie, pero sin querer o sin saber, la mala información, yo la transmito como mentira. And it's really frustrating to the point where I no longer watch TV at all. I no longer go to certain media sites. Porque solo me frustra y me desenfoca. And in the position that God and Jenny have given me, I must stay focused. I have way too much. So I just stepped away from the media. And if you've noticed, I promise you, Leila, you're the only interview I've done about December 9th.
What has surprised you about the music? You were telling me that Juan has actually discovered albums of her that have been unreleased.
Yes. Juan decided to go through all her archives. We were looking for something specific. Creo que para la serie, we were looking for voiceovers. Y cada vez que Jenny grababa, hablaba mucho, and she would tell the engineer, just record everything in case I ever want to get a snippet of what I said. Or so she just recorded everything, and Juan, for the series, we wanted to use voiceovers, y entramos, y él encontró varias canciones that nobody had heard from the family. Maybe someone went in there, maybe a boyfriend, or Esteban probably heard it, I'm not sure, pero los hijos, los padres, nosotros, we did not hear these songs. And Juan has only let me listen to two, which I'm like, oh my gosh, it's such a treasure to him that he's holding on to them. And the kids and I have heard two, and it is incredible. They are really good. I mean, she cries. Yo creo que le dedico esta canción a Fernie. I can't verify that because she doesn't say that. But the way she sings this song and the way that it is about is so touching that it seems like she's saying this song to him.
To who, Rosie?
To Fernando, to the love of her life, to Fernie.
Ah, okay.
And then she never released it, and I don't know why. And those are just one of those mysteries where it's like, okay, it's a great song. Her voice sounds great. It's passionate. Why does she not release this song? Maybe she wasn't ready for the world to know that she still missed or loved Fernie. I'm not sure. Pero we're going to release it, and I'm excited. We're discussing it with her current home of Universal and saying, you know, should we do it 2018? And we probably will, just to let you know.
Wow, fantastic. And what else, where else do you see this? I think when Jenny died, everyone was wondering what was going to happen, because she was such a big touring artist and she was so successful there. And I even personally thought, wow, this is going to be complicated, because like a big chunk of her income came from her touring, and that's going to dry up. And I just see that on the contrary, it's been growing and growing and growing. So where do you see it going in the next 5 years, Rosie?
The next 5 years, I am shooting for her biopic finally. We still get offers. Mm-hmm. We are just looking for the right home. The interest is there from several big movie, ¿cómo se llaman? Well, big movie companies.
Big studios.
Studios. But I have to be very careful in who we choose. It is very important. I admire the Selena estate for doing it so quickly. And sometimes I go back and I think, should we have done it in the first or second year? But I've come to peace with saying, va a salir cuando va a salir. God is in control. El tiempo es perfecto. Va a ser perfecto. But we're still receiving two offers from big studios, and I dream of having it in the next 5 years. So for sure, her biopic, her English album will come with the biopic. That's my plan. Anything can change, but as of right now, I'm thinking her Never Heard Before English album will be released with the soundtrack of the movie. She has at least two more unedited Never Heard albums, and I would like a documentary, like really, really good documentary on Jenny, everything Jenny, and with footage, you know, home footage that no one has ever seen before. We have some of that of Jenny just with her kids, with her family, and her craziness and her love and her passion and everything that she is, a really good biopic. The fashion industry will continue to grow, so I want to expand it to Mexico. We're in talks about that now, of her being in major stores in Mexico, ya sea Walmart or Coppel. So we're working on that, and definitely her series is going to be in Mexico. So with that, I'd love it to be all over the world, especially all over Latin America.
Fantastic.
And I really, after the movie, I want Jenny, my dream, if we're, you know, dreaming big, I dream of Jenny crossing over to the English market in TV. You know how Seiso Betty La Fea, and then
sí.
It goes over to Ugly Betty? That was great for Latin America, for us as an industry. And I love my sister to do that for Mariposa de Barrio. You know, anhelo que for it to go into the English side. And you know, maybe it won't be Butterfly of the Hood. I don't know. But I would love Americans to get to know the story of a successful second-generation immigrant. You know, I mean, well, she wasn't an immigrant, but she was made in Mexico.
Yes.
So, at least of a Latina. And just to know, just to show the world what type of women we are. And so that's my dream.
And Rosie, and beyond Jenny Rivera Enterprises, how about you? What's your personal dream as Rosie? Your book is wonderful. It's very inspiring, and you're very inspiring, and I know you're a preacher and you preach every Sunday. So what are your plans?
I'm working on my second book right now as we speak. I'm reviewing the, we're editing it. So next year for sure, my second book will be released, my podcast, and I'm going to continue speaking. My dream is being at the Staples Center for a huge Latina women's convention, you know, just empowering women. And I want it to be for free for women. You know, our society, we don't have an extra $300 to invest in our realm. Americans have a lot of women conventions, but I would love to do one for us Latinas, Levantar a la Mujer. So I pray that one day Rosie Rivera will be at the Staples Center in a huge convention.
I love it. Oye, pues, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was Rosie Rivera, Jenny Rivera's sister, speaking on the fifth anniversary of her older sister's death. Now, in honor of Jenny Rivera, let's listen to one of her hits, La Gran Señora, The Great Lady.
Se necesita más que una cara bonita. Se necesita más que un cuerpo sin estrías. Se necesita más que una mente perdida para ser esa intrusa que de mí se ría. Y aunque estés viviendo en la plena juventud, yo tengo la experiencia y la familia es mía.
And that's it for today here on Latin Connection, where we've remembered the late Jenny Rivera. To learn more about Jenny, you can check out her memoir, Unbreakable. You can also check out the biography I wrote on Jenny Rivera, titled The Incredible Life of a Warrior Butterfly, La Increíble Vida de una Mariposa Guerrera. Until next time, this is Leila Cobo.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.